following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Do you remember when your first tackle box seemed like your very own treasure chest? And your nightlight was a jar full of fireflies? Then keep the tradition going at Bass Pro Shops Family Summer Camp, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and weekends. Try the casting challenge and archery range. Make a craft. Take in a workshop and earn a new pin. And have s'mores around a campfire, all for free. Find out more at basspro.com/camp. Plus, check out great deals on great gear during our 4th of July sale.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Let's take another question.
Hi, Flo. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts.
Great, but that's not really a question.
Oh, you're right. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts?
Still not quite right, but you get the idea. Progressive makes it easy to save.
Right.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's only local sports call-in show, featuring award-winning sports director Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis. Guests include local and regional sports figures, everyone from Big Ten head coaches and athletes to the top D2 NAIA and high school coaches and athletes. They analyze all sports from pro football to junior hockey. Join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line toll-free at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. Email the Den Popper inbox at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Send us a tweet at ESPN1460-1550. Or send us a Facebook comment, facebook.com/ESPN Superstation. Let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, welcome to Tuesday Doug and Daddy Show here, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Steve Sipple's going to join us bottom of the hour. We're trying to make a change to 14 playoff in college football today as they meet. We'll see if there's a big announcement. I'm sure Sipple will be right on the pulse of that. Duda's gone again today because that's what Duda does. He vacations, and he's probably on a golf course, probably drink in hand as we speak. A little lemonade, sipping it away on a 102-degree day. He's out, but our friend Damon Day, UNK baseball coach, sits in for him. We have a national champion in college baseball. And I did not realize that there were 500 swimmers that tried to get two spots on the Olympic team. But apparently there are, whatever. If you enjoy swimming and you're heading down, best of luck to you. Enjoy the atmosphere at the CenturyLink Center, or formerly Quest Center, or whatever it is. But hi, Coach. Well, thanks for stepping up to the plate and joining us today. We got a national champion in baseball.
Yes, no, I appreciate the pinch hit opportunity. You know, from what I hear, congratulations are in order.
Well, thank you.
I don't know if this is my audition for the Doug and Coach show. There Maybe I can take over the chair at the window.
That's good. Until you hear what the money is, you're probably not interested.
I'm used to that. There So, no, crowned a national champion yesterday. Good to see the Arizona Wildcats. Fun to watch a different team kind of do it. You know, it was tough to see Price kind of, 5-0 going into that game, and his long loss he'll always be remembered for. Probably won't be remembered for the five games that he won there, but, you know, another great year of Omaha supporting the College World Series.
Pretty incredible, the respect shown, I thought, in a game of that magnitude between the coaches at the very end.
And I was sitting there watching the game, and my beautiful wife asked me, she goes, "What could they be talking about?" And I was like, "I don't know, but if I'm Ray Tanner, I'm not even listening to any word." I'm just nodding my head.
You're just sick.
And I don't know what Lopez was saying to him, and I'm sure it was a nice moment on his part, but I guess if I won the national championship, I would be looking for the first person to talk to. It just wouldn't be the other team's head coach.
I thought that was awkward for it.
I thought
everybody like.
I thought Ray Tanner handled it in a first class manner, and
Jen Brown spoke with Ray Tanner. He wasn't near as talkative with Jen, you know, gave, you know, "Hey, we got beat by a team that played awfully well, but it wasn't He wasn't in a mood to talk to a lot of people. You know what? You lose a game like that. You were two outs away from whatever, going to college or the Division II World Series. I mean, it's a punch in the gut. It's got to be the sickest feeling. But you want to be with your kids.
Yeah, the first thing you want to do is go address your team. And, I mean, there's nothing worse than watching someone else do your celebration, you know. And so I thought Ray Tanner handled it with class. I mean, I'm sure Coach Lopez meant the utmost respect of it and wanted to let, you know, Coach Tanner know how impressed he was. And I mean, what he said about the South Carolina program, I think, is a first-class move. It's just tough to watch. Because, you know, being there and having felt that situation, you want to congratulate them and then move on and get back, because you got to go talk to your seniors. I mean, that's the one thing that when we lost was the toughest part, is you want to go hug them. I mean, people don't understand how much time, how much effort, how much this is a culmination. This isn't, you know, and for those young guys, you would think of South Carolina, it's guaranteed. It's not. I mean, look at LSU. They're still sitting there trying to figure out how they lost to Stony Brook. And God, you know, God bless Stony Brook and their run and what they accomplished. But LSU's still sitting there stunned as all can be. And so it was a first class move. But I mean, and obviously for all the television that those guys have to deal with, they're way better. I mean, some of the things that would come out of my mouth. You know, in the middle of the game or right after a game, you know, they would have to have not the 30-second delay, the 5-minute delay, just because in that moment, wow, a lot of things got to be running through your head.
This has become, and I don't know, some people probably say it's taken a lot out of the college game. Omaha still supports it. It's still sold out. There's still 25,000. There's still 19,000 people there, midweek games. They still do a fabulous job. I don't think any other city in the nation could probably do. Maybe somebody's sitting there going, "Well, we could." Well, maybe you could. Maybe you couldn't.
You could do it for a year. You could do it for two. But after five,
the longevity of Omaha.
Yeah,
the longevity. What Omaha's done is simply amazing.
And Omaha should have used that during the negotiations with the NCAA. You know, Omaha may have been better off to lose it for a year than to probably sell their soul the way they did. I mean, if you think about it, they're $30 million in a building that is used now that, I mean, granted, Creighton is a beneficiary of it, but think about it, no one else plays in there.
You think Creighton's glad they play in there?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
For the facility, but you can't hit anything out of it.
How are you? I guess my thing with Creighton would be, think of who they recruit against. Wichita State, the Huskers, you know, their on-campus facility isn't up to those stadiums. Now you're at least on even footing for recruiting. Take away the fact that it's probably very cavernous and very empty on those days where 600 people show up and it's 34 degrees.
Cavernous.
Yeah.
Good word.
Thank you. But, you know, I think it's a huge thing for Coach Service and his staff to be able to sell kids on, hey, you get to play a TD Ameritrade.
Now, this apparently is a sort of a well-known fact. Between 375 and 375, there's never been a ball hit out.
According to folklore and legend, I'm sure maybe one's maybe creeped over near the 375, but according to folklore and legend, not during any batting practice for the College World Series, nor during a Creighton batting practice, nor during a game has a ball ever left Ameritrade Park between the 375s.
Did we screw it up? And I know the city, I know the engineers said, you know, it would be awesome to sit in those seats and look at the backdrop with the Woodman Building, with the Union Pacific Building, with all the other downtown
buildings.
And then
we'll erect a giant screen in front of downtown so you can't really see it like they did down the right field line.
It should be facing the other way to give somebody a chance to hit one out, shouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, traditionally baseball fields go from south to north. Usually now they've kind of changed that up a little bit because obviously for city planners and whatnot, they want certain sight lines and certain things like that. But, you know, it just kind of, it's things you can't plan against, but you got to be, I think that TD Ameritrade has to be proactive. And I'm probably the biggest baseball purist in the world. I love good pitching. I love awesome defense, and I love small ball. I love the hit and run. I love all that stuff that goes into it. But
you didn't like the ninth inning with no chance to get one out.
No, they're talking about, oh, this is the only guy that hit a grand slam. That guy would have had to get all of it and more. He could have hit it halfway and then picked it up, and it may have been 50-50 for him to get it out again, hitting it from second base. I mean, just on a night like that with the breeze blowing sideways, I mean, you don't even know how hard you have to hit a ball just to get it to the warning track. But that's the one thing. If you look at the games, become a little boring because there's not that element of three-run bomb and we're right back in it. I mean, you look at those home runs. Those are shots, and they're barely getting out, you know. And then you add in the new bats, the BB Corps bats that have you know, changed the game predominantly. That wasn't, in fact, when they designed it. But now it's time to look at it and be a little proactive and get in there and maybe see if.
I think you were around with the old bats. I think it was a dangerous situation, especially at the college game.
Oh, God, without a doubt.
I mean, you got third basemen that are out wearing catcher's gear. I mean, on the corners. I mean, that's not safe either. But do we overreact and go too far in the deal? I mean, if you want to play wooden bats, I'm all for it. But they do that in the pro game.
It
was different for college baseball. That was the niche.
Yes,
it wasn't a 3-1 game when you went to Kansas City and you were out of there in 2 hours and 37 minutes. It was college baseball. It was 11-7. A lot of games.
Yeah, you know, if you look at it across the board, and I know I'm not the guy to talk about it because obviously it's my profession and I have to deal with umpires on a daily basis, and they have a tough job. But I think ESPN exposed how bad the umpiring is. And if you noticed, as it's from the start to the end, ESPN kept going away from K-Zone because they were starting to make umpires look ridiculous. And even last night on some of those borderline calls, they'd show it once. But when they showed it how bad it was, they didn't like keep harping on it like they did in the first couple games. You add in how big those strike zones are. Those are some of the best pitchers in the nation at the time. And then you add in a huge ballpark with the new bats. You know, they kept saying it last night. The Arizona pitcher kept saying, "I'm rewarded." He wrote it on his hat. "I'm rewarded for throwing strikes." You can throw the ball down the middle there. And some things last night, especially at night, and that's probably the biggest thing. It's a little different during the day at Ameritrade, but at night, it takes a man's shot to get up and out of there.
Some great defensive plays. I mean, to get away from the negatives, the positives, the bunt up the middle, the third baseman grabs, to somehow torque your body, twist your, I don't know what he did, threw it back across his body. The umpire did get that call right at second.
Oh, phenomenal play, phenomenal call, phenomenal all. I mean, the base runner did what he was supposed to be doing. I mean, that's what wins national championships. That the plays like that, they'll look back in 5 years, and that'll be a play they sit down and say, you know what, that sucked the air out of South Carolina and gave us a feeling of we can do this. We're meant to do this because we're starting to do things that are crazy.
Yeah, you know, I think two plays, the bunt, the kid fielded, got the guy out at second. And then in the ninth, the line drive, which the shortstop, the emotional leader, he's about ready to come out of his skin. He's about ready to pile on the kid. As the line drive's caught, and he dives for second base, and the umpire's right there safe. To contain your emotions, the bases are still loaded. You got to get it back together and say, if I get a ball hit to me, I might throw that, you know, I might launch that thing 26 rows up into the crowd to somehow get everything. Nobody came out and argued. You know, it wasn't like here comes Andy or the Lopez, Coach Lopez out to say, God, what'd you have on that? I mean, he didn't.
I may have just to give my team a chance to regroup. I may come out and just be like, hey, I'm just out here to get some TV time and you know, whatnot and get my pitcher get a chance to take a deep breath because you just thought you won the College World Series. And then have to get back on the bump, and two singles later, it's a tie ball. I mean, you know, it didn't happen that way, but it's amazing what those kids can do. I mean, that just shows you the different. And I thought the interview at the end with Mejia, when they tried to give him all the stuff about being the leader and this and that. And
he was a shortstop that went crazy.
Yeah, and he said it best. He goes, "I'm just the loudest guy. I'm not necessarily.
I just won't shut up."
Yeah, and I thought that was, I mean, to me, that shows why they're the national champions. Because he was so selfless in a moment on national television and deflected everything back to his teammates. And that's what makes teams special. That's what made South Carolina believe they could come back from, what was it, they were 7-0 in elimination games over the last 3 years. I mean, that belief system is what made them the best team in the country this year.
South Carolina, to do what they've done 3 years in a row now in Omaha, they talked about how young this team was. To knock Arkansas, I don't care how much the bats are dumbed down, how Arkansas can't hit it, whatever. You had a team in Arizona that 8 out of 9 players hit over 300.
Right.
For the season, that's their batting it for the season. That's pretty remarkable. They were the better team. They proved that on the field. I thought another. I think Omaha's got to be jumping up and down for another. Just we killed it the second year in.
Yep.
Everybody's thrilled with the deal.
And I think you look at Arizona's home field, High Corbett Field's a cavernous, huge field. I mean, that's a cathedral to try to get it out of. They were successful in Omaha. Florida, they play in a bandbox. It's gorilla ball at its best, Florida was. Led the nation in home runs. 0-2.
It doesn't work, does it?
No.
It's a different style.
It doesn't matter how hard or how far you can hit it at Ameritrade. It does not matter because you just can't get it out. And so, yeah, it was a great College World Series. Got to go down there again, and I'm blessed to work the YES clinics for disadvantaged youth, as well as the Challenger clinics for the Special Olympics of Omaha, and that's a great thing that we get to do, is being part of the NCAA and being a local school.
Awesome.
And our student athletes get to go down and work it, and so we get to an up close view of it and get to see some behind the scenes stuff. That's awesome. And you're right, Omaha absolutely kills it every single year. They get better and better with it.
Well, we're taking you up to lunch hour here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Steve Sipple coming after you. It's not all baseball, folks. We are going to talk a little of college football here as the 4-team playoff looks to be finalized, or another piece of the puzzle put together today. Steve Sipple, 11:30 here, will join us. Damon Dave sits in for Doug today. I want to remind you, got great food, got great drink specials, got lunch specials every day, Monday through Friday. The Chicken Coop, happy hour goes from 2 to 5:30. Tuesday, you come in for a wing basket night, every Tuesday night for just $5. 10 flame-broiled wings with your choice of over a dozen wing flavors. Get them sweet, get them with a zing, only $5, only at the Chicken Coop, located for you, downtown Kearney, downtown Grand Island. Check it out. There's not a bad seat in the house, plus the party room is available. Call the Chicken Coop today. Kearney, Grand Island, the Chicken Coop. They've got it all, from pizza to burgers to ribs to steaks. Chicken Coop. We're back after this.
Hey, it's The Herd. For all you parents out there, what's the best thing you can do for your family? Book that summer vacation you've been dreaming of? Take them out to dinner on a Friday night? Sounds fun, but the best thing you can do is also the smartest thing. Protect your family with a LegalZoom last will or living trust. I did. Taking a few minutes to complete your will or living trust at LegalZoom.com not only protects your family and assets, but shows how much you really care by making sure they're taken care of if something happens. LegalZoom wills start at just $69. That's less than a dinner out, and they last a lifetime. Their documents have been accepted by courts and government agencies in all 50 states. Plus, you'll get LegalZoom's $50,000 guarantee and attorney help when you need it through their personal legal plans. LegalZoom's not a law firm and provides self-help services at your direction. Save even more by typing Colin, C-O-L-I-N, in the referral box at checkout. Take a few minutes today to protect your family. For wills, trusts, and more, go to LegalZoom.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
CTS Clinical is the brand new doctor-formulated weight loss system with ingredients clinically proven to shed 21 pounds in only 12 weeks. Get the brand new CTS Clinical without a prescription exclusively at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
And it'll hop over the wall. Automatic double.
Every hour this work week, we're qualifying for All-Star Game tickets and giving away Royals tickets. Text Royals 945 to 90210.
And And the pitch, a swing and a high fly ball, deep left field, it is gone!
We're giving away $4,000 in Royals tickets and qualifying winners for the All-Star Game. To enter, text ROYALS945 to 90210.
A heat advisory is in effect for our area through the afternoon hours, as we'll see sunny skies and a high of around 102, as south winds will stay at about 12 to 25. Tonight, with skies stay clear with a low at 72. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 82.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. You could cut ties with all the lies that you've been
It's Tuesday, Doug and Daddy Show coming at you.
If you do not
taking you up to the noon hour. I found this interesting, Coach. Okay, swimming, which, whatever. I mean, it's Olympic swimming, so you're fired up for it, whether maybe you are, maybe you're not. But I'm reading this deal, and this is in the World Herald. Shannon Guy classified her last swim of the summer Monday as just okay. The former state record holder at Millard West, I'm a very good swimmer, apparently. That's awesome. I'm happy for Shannon Guy. And junior at Nebraska, finished 69th in the prelims of the 100-meter butterfly. Well, how many? What, do you just sign up and swim in the damn thing?
Yeah, I like to consider myself a broad-based sports fan, but I have no idea what you're talking about.
Guy was seated 93rd coming into the event.
So she jumped up three places.
No, she
30 places.
Yeah, 24. I mean, if we're carrying the one and move the abacus over. Only the top 16 advanced to Monday night semifinals. Well, there couldn't have been really a snowball's chance in Hades of her. I mean, don't you look at the?
I guess it's the same thing though. If you put it into more mainstream sport, it's the same thing as qualifying for the U.S. Open. I mean, do some of those guys that play the local qualifier think they have a chance to go tame the world's toughest golf course? I mean, I don't know. It's something I can equate it to as far as mainstream sports goes. I mean, I mean,
if there's going to be two people make it to the Olympics, and I'm 133rd, and 57th, 9 seconds ahead of me.
The best way that I could equate it is I think the one guy did the freestyle 50 meters faster than I could run it. I mean, that's how fast they're going. That's the best way, you know what I mean? That guy's doing it faster than I can run. He's swimming faster than I could actually run. Now, I'm not fleet of foot, so I guess that's probably not saying much. But at the end of the day, that's what they're doing.
I just was surprised. I was thinking, for 9 days, how many swim events can we win? I mean.
Well, then I realized this weekend that the diving is not in Omaha. The diving was a whole separate pool in Washington. Actually, Saturday afternoon, it was so hot outside. I was sitting with my son before he took his afternoon nap, and we were watching the diving, and they have synchronized diving.
Lovely. Never knew that?
No, it was a very interesting sport. I think I could not tell anything that they were talking about. It was like, oh, had her shoulders back on that one. I was like,
look good to me.
I was like, it looked good. And that's what I mean, is that's what's great about kind of this whole Olympics bringing to the forefront. It's just a whole totally different sports thing.
Okay, here's your ESPN Superstation, Hy-Vee Rewards Fan Club. Yesterday, I'm glad the people spoke and were heard, because Arizona did have a 1-0 lead. So which team will win the College World Series? 82% of you said Arizona. Like your style there. They did have it, you know, that we would have still had to play tonight had South Carolina won, but 82 to 18% Arizona, South Carolina. Here's your question. Should the Nationals impose an innings limit on Steven Strasburg?
Well, I think they should call the Yankees, because it worked pretty well with Jabba. That really panned out well for him. I mean, now granted, you know, there's other accidents involved, but really? I mean, they're in a spot to go to the playoffs. You save them for what? I mean, that's what these guys do. They pitch. They throw. I'll pull my father in on this one. Sandy Koufax didn't have no pitch limit. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, why would you do that? I mean, maybe you can limit them, maybe give them an extra day. There's so many other different variables that you could put into it, but I just think the whole saving of arms these days, and I know my pitchers right now who are listening are laughing their butt off because I'll roll guys out there for 131. I'll roll guys out there for a long time type of thing because they pitch once a week. Now it's a little different with 5 days rest, and I understand that he's the franchise and everything else, but they had him on a pitch limit and he already hurt his arm. I just don't see that pitch limits are the answer to that.
I don't want to fire one at you here, but have you spoke with Jabba lately? How's he doing?
Yeah, he's off a mound this week. Maybe it's still half mound, but you know they're targeting that August 1st for him to be ready to go to some minor league ball club somewhere, and it's gonna, you know, for him. I hope it's everything. I mean, in my conversations and in my discussions with him, he's got a phenomenal attitude with all that he is going through, and it's amazing that
freak
accident. I mean, it's a freak accident on both ends, blowing out your arm and having a trampoline accident type of thing. And so,
how many surgeries he had in the last? I mean, it seems to be one thing. I mean, it's just one of those deals that just when he gets going, you think, okay, the deal's going to start rolling. Here it comes. Pow. I mean, it's just been blow after blow for him to take on the injury front. And
And I think that, unfortunately, the way that the Yankees have handled him, you think there's more injuries in there than there really is. You know, just because they, you know, is he going to start? Is he going to relieve? Oh, we got to limit him here. We got to limit him there. I mean, that's a classic example. Why would you do it with Strasburg? It hasn't worked before. When it goes, it goes. And, you know, you hope you do the side sessions and the work on the side so that you're as physically fit as you possibly can be to challenge the task at hand. But I think holding out Steven Strasburg is – now take it from a Division II baseball coach in the middle of America, you know, type of thing. But
you do make a lot of money. You do make a lot of money coaching baseball, so we'll take your opinion very seriously.
Yeah.
Jabba, if you were managing – starter, mid relief, closer.
For me, and I would have to say starter. I mean, look at his career as a whole. Take out 07. His best work has been as a starter when he can let it hang for five for however many innings and then have 5 days off. That's just me personally. You know, he's got good enough mechanics. He's got good enough stuff to get him through 5, 6, 7 innings every single night.
Yeah, I think, you know what? I mean, we're talking baseball here. I think Duda's been like, you would think he shows up at a Kansas City Royals game, you figure it's probably 13-2, whoever they're playing. I think he was at the ballpark last night, and the Royals won 8-0 over the Devil Rays. Maybe the guy's turning the corner. I don't know.
The Royals? Or Duda?
I'm just saying, it's like, if the Royals knew Duda was coming, there would have been some kind of accident to stop him from getting there, I'm assuming. No, he shows up, and yet 8-0. That's a good win. Royals feel a lot better about their team as they head in almost the All-Star break here. Are you going to go down and take in the All-Star activities?
No. Circus.
It is a circus, but what a great circus here within 5.5 hours of Central Nebraska.
I got to go to the 83 All-Star game in Cleveland. I don't know why that has anything to do with it, but went to it, and that was before all the pomp and circumstance and everything else. It's such a... I mean, it's just like the NBA All-Star Game. It's just like the Pro Bowl. It's just like everything else. How hard are those guys really going at it? And I know that every coach is sitting there watching it going, please don't let my guy get hurt. Please don't let my guy get hurt. You know, I mean, it's just such a dangerous event.
Yeah.
I mean, if you honestly think about it, it's such a dangerous event for some of those teams who have a lot at stake throwing CC Sabathia for 2 innings. You know, throwing... You know, they ought to just make it up for you get 9 relievers on each side. Everybody goes 1 inning. You know, but money you are. I mean, they're what is it? They're still the financially most successful of all the pro sports.
Well, there you go. Until the
college football playoff comes in.
Yeah, let's take a break. We'll take a break and we'll come back. It's college football time. Steve Sipple joins us talking about the college football playoff. Coach Dave doesn't necessarily like it. I love it. I think it's a great day for college football. And we'll visit with Sip to get his take on it after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
At the Fram Proving Grounds, we impose harsh punishment on Fram filters. We explode them, we pound them, we crush them. But we don't do it because we've got a mean streak. We do it to make sure they can take the road's punishment and still help protect your engine. Like Fram Extra Guard, built to protect 3 times better than average economy filters. So don't unfairly punish your car with a cheaper filter. Give it tested, proven Fram Extra Guard. Fram, don't fail your engine. See serious punishment at Fram.com.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-226-8184. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-226-8184.
There we were, me and my buddies at our favorite hangout, Cunningham's Journal. This time, we're sitting out in the courtyard, which is pretty cool. It's like you're sitting out in the tropics, got the palm trees, beachy scene, bunch of TVs to watch sports, and of course, live entertainment every week. When all of a sudden, I had an urge to get a frozen margarita. Of course, my friends just laughed. If you're looking for a good place to hang out this summer, eat good food, or even have a margarita, Cunningham's Journal in the courtyard is the place to be in downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Losing an irrigation system this summer could be costly. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, they offer replacement cost coverage for center pivot irrigation systems on qualifying units. Replacement cost coverage allows you to purchase a new system or parts, subject to policy provisions and reducing the need to search for outdated parts or to wait for used systems to become available. To learn more, contact Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney today. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A heat advisory is in effect for our area through the afternoon hours as we'll see sunny skies and a high of around 102 as south winds will stay at about 12 to 25. Tonight, with skies stay clear with a low at 72. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 82.
Hey, welcome back. Doug and Daddy's show. Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. We're here live from the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, and we're happy to be here every day. They want you to know, whether you're talking Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick, they're doing their best to meet and exceed your expectations every time you get online, every time you show up at one of their lots. Let them demonstrate their dedication to excellence. Plus, the finance staff will try. They work with so many different networks of lenders. They try and get you the lowest automobile loan. Any used, any new, they will do their best for you. They go out of their way. Their experienced sales staff is enthusiastic, share their knowledge with you. They encourage you to browse online. You click, 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 boom goes dynamite. You've got your car up in front of you, hassle-free. Midway, the better way. Schedule a test drive, inquiring financing options right online. Midway, the better way. South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Check them out today. They've got everything you need. As far as new, pre-owned vehicles, Midway, the better way. Right now, a little college football talk. We are joined by one of my first friends of the program, Stephen M. Sipple. Sip, how are you this morning?
Good, Daddy. How are you doing? Congrats on your new gig.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Sip. I want to say thank you for joining us here for a minute. I think a memorable day for college football fans. Are you as happy about this deal as I am, or are you on the other side of the equation?
I'm in the middle. I'm riding the fence. Here's what I say. I can't be all that blissful about it right now, Daddy, because I haven't seen it. I mean, it's hard for me to get too excited about something that I don't know exactly how it's going to work. there's still some details that I don't know. So I don't know. We'll see. I'm not averse to a plus one, to be honest. I'm certainly not averse to a four-teamer. I like the idea of a four-team playoff. Don't get me wrong, but I'm not going to get all that excited about it until I see it.
Okay.
Enacted.
Okay. Without having all the details, though, that first glance, I just say it's better than what we had.
Well, maybe. I mean, it appears. I mean, you know what? I think you're right. I'll say that. On the other hand, I can understand any opposition. Here's the, you know, the people that argue so enthusiastically about a four-team playoff, and, you know, and they're so much on the offensive, they don't have to play defense in this argument because it hasn't been enacted. So we can't pick apart something we haven't seen. So we'll see on this. It's very interesting to me watching it all unfold and watching the back and forth. But I always say that those on the side of a four-team playoff have a distinct advantage over the BCS people, which I don't know how. I don't know who argues for the BCS, but the those in favor of a 14 playoff have such an advantage because they're arguing for something that has never been. So there's not a chance to pick it apart. The BCS has been a part of the fabric 14 years or whatever, and we can blow holes in it, you know, all day. But I have a feeling, Daddy, what I'm getting at here is after the 14 model is put in place and we see it for a few years, I'll bet there's still a lot of nitpicking that goes on.
Okay, I concede that point. We had a caller the other day that called SIP and said, you know what, I really just like the way the old bowl system worked, where it seemed like every game meant something to somebody else and the dominoes would fall. And I said, okay, you know, that's nice. And you go back to how Miami got their stake in the national title in 1983 when they came in to face Nebraska and, you know, the two-point conversion was missed. And you can break down about every year. Okay, that's fine. So then I found that between 1963 and 1997, The bowl deals, the AP top two teams met in a bowl game 9 times. It's the culmination of the football season. 9 out of 35 was unacceptable. Now, I guess with the BCS, it wasn't about who's number one. It became, well, who's going to play number one? Who's that number two team? And two or three teams thought they had a stake in that. So that was my problem, you know, with that. But at least, I guess, the BCS did clear up one thing. I guess you did get one and two together.
Right, that's the thing. I mean, for all the criticism of the BCS, by and large, most years, it matched the two best teams. So how it got there is an issue. Well, there's a lot of issues with it, but there'll be issues with the 14 playoff. And you know, I mean, the two that I think of right off the top of my head are the mathematical metrics that they're talking about developing for the selection committee. And then who's on the selection committee and how much pressure will there be on those guys? And you'll hear a lot of, you know, there'll be a lot of discussion about who influenced who on that committee. You know, there'll be charges of bias. You're going to get all that. So, yeah, it sounds fine to me, but, and you know, people listen and will say, Sipa woke up on the wrong side of bed. He's such a curmudgeon. No, I mean, it's not. I'm going to be skeptical of it, though. You know, because we're conditioned to be skeptical about the way that you crown the champion in college football. So, of course, I'm going to be skeptical.
Did the BCS help or hurt TCU, Boise, Utah, Hawaii? Those teams before the BCS, they never would have played in those games had it not been for the BCS. But in the end, those teams were kind of shunned from the national title picture when they did have at times a legitimate shot to stake claim to it.
Well, Well, yeah, you answered it. I mean, I do think it helped them. It definitely helped those programs financially to be able to play in BCS bowls. And it opened the door. The BCS opened the door for that system, opened the door for that to happen. But you're right. When it came down to the national championship, they, you know, that then they were at a disadvantage. And maybe, you know, that, you know, maybe that situation will be a little bit better with a four-teamer. But I don't know, Daddy, how much better will it be?
There you go. The debate will go on. I just think, I go back to, you know, what I said to start things off with. I just think it's better than what we had. The BCS, it was always so, I don't know what's the word I'm looking at. You always had to fix things after the system was broke, yeah, every year.
They constantly tinkered, right. There's constant tinkering. And, you know, the funny thing about the BCS is, this is always the bizarre thing to me. I guarantee you, okay, what is there, 120 head coaches at the FBS level? Football bowl at the FBS level, that I bet half of them couldn't even explain to you how it works. You know, I run into coaches, hell, I run into players, I run into fellow media members, and if you ask them, you know, what are the primary components in the BCS model, they can't even tell you. I mean, so now is that good or bad? I don't know. I mean, I don't know that it's terrible, but it's definitely odd.
Steve Sipple from Lincoln Journal Star. He does a sports talk show on The Ticket in Lincoln as well. Sip, how do you like the radio gig now you're a little bit in?
I like it a lot. I find that I pay, you know what, Daddy? You know what I find? I find I pay attention to a lot more than just Nebraska football, because you have to, especially this time of year. So I think it's broadened my horizons a little bit, and it also keeps me more in tune with the issues in college football. You know, it's easy in Nebraska just to become consumed by Nebraska football and the issues related to it, but, you know, when you're in your business, in the radio business, you got to be a little more well-rounded. So I think it's helped me in that regard.
You following the swimming? You like the swimming, or is that an Omaha deal?
Oh, I'm not. I'm mildly interested in the Michael Phelps, Ryan. Is it Ryan Lochte?
Lochte, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's some interest there, but by and large, no. I would never go up there and watch it. I mean, I can't imagine doing that. But, you know, I kind of follow it. You know, Michael Phelps is an American icon. Ryan Lochte's heading that direction, so from that standpoint, I'm interested. But other than those two, you know, Natalie Coughlin, I can't name any of those people.
No, I think I'm right with you, and that's a great point. Would I go there and watch it? Would I pay to buy a ticket? Hell no. That's not something that I want to do on next Saturday afternoon. That has no interest for me. World Series wrapped up last night, Sip. The best team, yeah, looked like it won. Looked like it was a classy deal. Looks like Omaha wins again in this deal, though. What a show they put on.
They do. They put on a show every year. And Arizona really put on a show. Never trailed an inning, Daddy. Went 10-0 in that tournament. And that's a great run for Andy Lopez. And, you know, Andy Lopez becomes he accomplishes that rare feat. I think he's only the second manager to win titles with two teams. He won it with Pepperdine in 92, and Augie Garrido won with Texas and Cal State Fullerton. And so, Omaha just does a tremendous job with it. Now they got a beautiful downtown park that people seem to like. It's another great World Series run for the city of Omaha.
One or two quick Husker questions. Tim Miles gives permission for Illinois to talk to this Coleman guy. Nebraska fans fell in love with this guy when he was getting these kids on campus. Is this guy out of here?
Curious to me. I don't know what this indicates. I talked to our beat writer about it yesterday, Brian Rosenthal. it's just odd. Now, Tim Miles, from what I understand, isn't concerned. In fact, he's helping Chin Coleman with the process. I still think, obviously, Nebraska feels confident about its recruiting without Coleman, because, like I said, Miles isn't worried about it. It kind of caught me off guard, and that's why I asked our beat writer about it. But he said Miles really is unconcerned about it.
Okay, what's been – Bo gets and takes some time off now. Is he relaxing a little bit for the summer before the season hits?
Yeah, I mean, this is the time when all those coaches get a little time. I mean, there's – with recruiting, I don't think you're ever totally off the grid, but – you can't totally go off the grid like they could. You know, there was a time years ago where a coach could pretty much leave the grid in July. But, yeah, this is definitely downtime where they can kind of catch their breath. And I think that's good. I mean, I really do. Those guys really have a grind. And I think it's good for them to step back this time of year. And not worry too much about things.
Sip, I really appreciate all you've done for me as I wrap up this week of shows here on the Doug and Daddy Show. But I want to thank you.
This is it, Daddy. This is it. Yeah, well, you're welcome. And I really appreciate all you've done and having us on at the Journal Star. And you're heading off. This is it for you this week, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to wrap her up Thursday and then I guess move on to something else.
How do you feel about it?
Well, you know what? I'll be honest. In a month, it'll probably hit me and be pretty sad. You know, like you said, the slow time, the lull time. You love the football talk. You get fired up. You know, and you know for the fall and on into the spring, NFL, college, UNK, Hastings College, all the high school stuff we do around here. You know, I'll be that's going to probably hit me more than it has. You know, that last week or this week, but you know, it's just one of those things. You just do things, and you know, McKeever moved on and did something different. You got friends that just did something different, and it's time for me to do that.
Well, that's great, and I just hope you stay around a little bit. Like I said in the text, we'll miss you. I mean, you obviously did a great job, but we'll see you around.
Yeah, you will, and you'll still hear from me on Sunday mornings when you put up your rankings and I get a yell at you. Love you, Sip.
All right. Take care, and we'll talk to you soon, Daddy.
Steve Sip, a Lincoln Journal star, the ticket. He's just a fun guy to be around. We've had a lot of fun with him, and Doug will continue to have Sip on, and he does a great job following the Huskers, and I don't know that there's anybody else in the state, as far as a reporter-wise, that is closer to Bo Pelini. And sometimes that's good, and I think that sometimes that's bad. Sip will probably tell you that. But Sip, like all of our guests here on the Doug and Daddy Show, fed by our friends at Burger King, home of the Whopper, Carney's favorite burger for more than 30 years. Plus, you've got breakfast served daily. Try a sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich, or choose hotcakes. 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. daily. Two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Tuesday, Troutman's Trivia, heading your way. We're back after this to wrap things up.
Here's a couple things you might not know about Jerseys in Kearney. They offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week. Like on Mondays, 45-cent wings. Tuesdays, happy day. That's happy hour all day long. There's a late-night happy hour Monday through Thursday from 9 until 11 p.m., not to mention free Wi-Fi, Keno and Trickle cards. There's something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. Located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney.
This is Greeny, and today we're talking cocktails.
Time for Greeny to break out the stemware, hoist the pinky finger, and blend up a Cosmo.
No, Golic, I'm referring to Brat cocktails.
Oh.
Johnsonville is calling on Brat tenders everywhere to show off their most creative, most mouthwatering variations on the classic bratwurst. So to get things rolling, I've invented a few inspired by you, Golic.
Well, that's very touching.
Well, I'm always thinking of you, champ.
Let's start with this one. Topped with pickle spears and a spread of glittering mustard?
I call it the South Bender. There's real gold flakes in that mustard.
Oh, that's a nice touch. Okay, how about this one? With a squirt of mayo on the side of the bun.
That's a tribute to your pro career. I call it sidelined.
Okay. And how about this one? A brat, grilled onions. What's this bacon?
Yeah, it's my finest creation. I call it...
I call it lunch.
Seriously, Golic. Go to Facebook.com/Johnsonville today to enter your cocktail and meet the brat tender. Johnsonville brats are made with only premium cuts of pork since 1945. Johnsonville sausage is all we do.
And it'll hop over the wall. Automatic double.
Every hour this work week, we're qualifying for All-Star Game tickets and giving away Royals tickets. Text Royals 945 to 90210.
And the pitch. A swing and a high fly ball. Deep left field. It is gone!
We're giving away $4,000 in Royals tickets and qualifying winners for the All-Star Game. To enter, text Royals 945 to 90210.
A heat advisory is in effect for our area through the afternoon hours as we'll see sunny skies and a high of around 102 as south winds will stay at about 12 to 25. Tonight, with skies stay clear with a low at 72. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 82.
I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly.
Jeff slowing it down a little bit for us here.
I
want to remind you, tonight's Fan Appreciation Night for Runza and Post 52 Legion baseball teams as they take on North Platte. Tomorrow, also Fan Appreciation Night for Little Caesar and Five Points Bank Legion teams. Free admission, $1 homemade ice cream, among tons of other things. Check it out, Memorial Field. Truly one of the finer facilities. I think it can be said in the Midwest, certainly for Division II, certainly for Legion Baseball. They've just done so much work. And, Coach, I know you've done a lot of work up there. But tonight's a great night. It's going to be warm. But you know what? When the sun starts going down, it'll cool down nicely. Go out and enjoy some baseball. Fan appreciation tonight at Memorial Field. Where's the next closest facility that you say, hey, that'd work?
Missouri Western.
Missouri Western's got a good one.
Yep.
And the Missouri Western is located where?
St. Joseph's, Missouri.
St. Joe's.
Yeah.
Well, you're close to, I mean.
I don't think that, in my opinion, and it's a humbled opinion, but there's not one in the state as good as ours. So, I mean, you take away the big three in this state, and we're right there, being Warner Park, Bucksfield, and Ameritrade.
Gotcha.
So.
I've not got to see Warner Park, where the Storm Chasers, or formerly known as the Omaha Royals, play, but I think a lot of people do support it. I've got a couple buddies in Omaha that have season tickets and go quite often, and they enjoy it. Folks, right now it's time for Tuesday Troutman's Trivia. 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. We're going to give away a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend, with a little trivia right now, and we're looking forward to doing that. Who are we speaking with?
Bill from Kearney.
Hey, Bill. College World Series question coming at you today. Arizona won 18 of their last 20 games. How many games did they win to end their year?
15.
They did not win 15. Thanks for the call, Bill. 888-455-3776. Who are we speaking with?
This is John.
Hey, John. What's going on today? You doing all right?
Pushing pebbles and dying of heat.
Well, hopefully we can get you a $25 gift card. How many games did the Arizona Wildcats win to end their season?
Six.
They did not win six. Thanks for calling. 888-455-3776. Who are we speaking with?
Eric.
Eric, how many did the Arizona Wildcats win to end their season? How many games in a row did they win?
16.
They did not win 16 in a row. They did not win 16. It's not 15. It's not 6. They won 18 out of the last 20, but they lost somewhere along the line. Who are we speaking with?
Matt from Kearney.
Hey, Matt, how many games did the Arizona Wildcats win to wrap things up in their season?
I think it was 11, wasn't it?
You are correct, and you're the winner of a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. Nice
All
work,
right.
Matt. Stay on the line and enjoy some summer barbecue from our friends at Troutman's.
Hey, I appreciate it, Daddy. Good luck wherever you go.
Hey, buddy, thanks for the kind words. Stay on the line. Interesting, because 18 of the last 20, they won their last 10 every game in the regional tournament. And in that regional tournament, their starting pitchers went over 7 innings in every game, I believe, which, you know what, if you're playing regular season and some years if you're the Cornhuskers and you run in when Nebraska's really good and you run into maybe Kansas State that wasn't playing all that well and Texas Tech that was having a down year, and okay, you rattle these guys off and you come at them with Johnny Dorn dunsing Jamie Rodrigue or something, and you got your rotation going and things are rolling for you is one thing. But to do that during regional play against obviously some very, very talented teams in the nation, that is crazy. I don't care how dumbed down the bats are. Some of you are going to patch together back-to-back-to-back singles, and they're going to have people on, and, you know, pitcher's going to get one out of the strike zone and walk some people.
That's what made last night so interesting when the poor reliever was in there. You know, well, what was it? The starter last night hadn't pitched in 3 weeks.
May 2nd, right? Yeah. It was something June 7th or whatever it was. It was just, what?
Hadn't pitched in 3 weeks.
When did you know from the start of the year and from years past that Joe Panucci, your former player at Dana College, did you know he was on Stony Brook?
Yeah. We kept up and stayed on staff and just proud of him and what he was able to accomplish. And that's just an amazing, amazing run. And, I mean, I'm proud of him because I know how hard he's grinded. I mean, he's grinded to get there. I mean, it was kind of funny when I got to see him in Omaha and he did I got to take my son. Probably coolest day as a dad so far, Father's Day, to his first CWS game, and they were playing Stony Brook. So Coach Panucci kind of parted the sea of little people all down there looking for something, and my little boy got to go down there, and Panucci just started flipping them batting gloves and balls, and my son hasn't figured out, he's only 4, he hasn't figured out yet that, you know, at Memorial, he has free run of the place. He's like, Daddy, I want to go in the dugout. I'm like, sorry, son. I can't quite do that. But, you know, his first 2 years there, he made $6,000 a year, living in Long Island on $6,000 a year. But that's why he's where he's at, because he took it as that's my full-time job. I'm going to live on $6,000. I'm going to, you know, because this job that we do is not lucrative. I mean, what was it? Matt Sank makes like $80,000 or something, you know, type of thing. It's and he's been there for 23 years.
Matt Sank's the head coach of Stony Brook. If you're out there going, who the hell's Matt Sank?
Yeah. So it's amazing. It's just great to see a guy grind, and then all of a sudden, wham!
$80,000 would be the equivalent of living in Kearney making $14,000. Yes. I would say, or something like that.
probably very similar.
But you know what? Truly a great story. Obviously, you wish they could have stuck around, made a little bit of noise. The talent disparity looked like maybe it showed up, although they had these draft picks.
Well, I think whoever it was said it best. You know, they snuck up on Miami, who everybody, there was a big debate on whether Miami even deserved to host a region, let alone be a national seed. And then they go into LSU. Well, it was kind of one of those things to where the scouting reports were all based on hearsay, or, you know, other coaches' recommendations. Well, now they got to see them. You know, they got to watch every at-bat of the LSU thing. And so now it becomes a different way of attacking. And then you give those guys time to prepare with the pitching staffs that they have. And so I think it's a little bit more just being some weaknesses being over the long haul of the regional and the super regional. I think it's more the exposure of weaknesses that maybe some other teams didn't have, more so than a lack of talent. And let's face it, you get to that big stage. How many times do you see first time you're ever there, you win it? I mean, Fresno State was an amazing, amazing story, but you get there, and even I remember speaking with Joe. He's like, the first day when there's 40,000 people there for autographs, even he was like, oh my god, I'm a little nervous. He's like, my guys are nervous now. I mean, you can play in front of 8,000 at Alex Box and feel the thunder and feel that atmosphere. It's a whole nother ball of wax. 25,000, you can't do anything right. If you've gone to a game, you understand just how much ESPN impacts the game. There's a lot more standing around. There's a lot more waiting for the pitch. There's no flow. There's no, you know, you don't recognize that when you watch TV because it's during a commercial break. But if you're at the game, you realize those guys are standing out there. It's a lot different. And I think that's what they struggle with most. Whereas some of these teams who are always on television, they know how to play it. They're used to it. Yeah. You know, and let's face it, the LSU regional didn't prepare them for it because of the rain. So it becomes a different animal, and baseball players are creatures of habit, and you try to keep in that same thing, but unfortunately, but what a great representation of just that little engine that could. I mean, it just goes to show you that it is possible.
We got to go to Bruce Furniture Fan Line. Who we got here?
Rich.
Hey, Rich, what's going on?
Oh, I'm up in North Loop in God Country working.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful day.
Yeah. Hey, I got a question for Coach. Last night's game, Arizona, they're up 4-1, and they got their pitcher who's trying to hit the corners and in and out instead of just trying to throw strikes, and he loads the bases up. Wouldn't you just go out and tell your pitcher, throw strikes, let your defense back you? I mean, they weren't hitting home runs. Nobody hits hardly a home run there.
But yeah. Without a doubt, you go out there and talk to him, but I think at that point.
But you know what? On 3-0, he grooved one right down the middle.
Every time he wanted to throw one down the middle, it seemed like he could. So why not let your defense back you instead of trying to walk him?
You know,
he walked. Did he walk two? I think it was.
Yeah, he gave up a bloop single and then walked two. You know, in dealing with young people ages 18 to 22, their behavior is unpredictable. And you have a true freshman who's coming out of the bullpen, who hasn't pitched very much in this situation. Like we talked about, they haven't gone to the pen. I think he was trying to throw every single pitch belt high down the middle. And I always try to tell everybody, you try trying to do that in front of 30,000, 25,000 people, a national audience, to win the national championship, and then you can't breathe. And I think that kind of explains why they run into the troubles. You saw it with Kent State. Those guys have been lights out all year, and all of a sudden they get to the biggest stage, and let alone – they're just trying to catch their breath and breathe and not topple over because their knees are shaking, and then they're trying to throw strikes. And so I think that sometimes when you look at them on television, you see all their success and you see all their ability, we forget to look back and say they're 18 years old, playing for the most important thing that they've ever played for. And so I think that when, as we as fans look at it and be like, it's easy. I've said it numerous times in my dugout, and you say it numerous times in your players, just throw strikes. Well, they're trying.
Rich, I thought the same thing. When his back was against the wall, thud, right down the middle. It's like, where the hell was that?
Yep.
Yeah, why didn't he do that 2 pitches ago?
I think he was trying, but unfortunately, I don't think his arm and his head were all working in sync at that time.
Yeah. Thanks for the phone call.
Maybe he's worried about getting smothered also.
Thanks for the phone call, Rich. We really appreciate it here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Join us anytime, 888-455-3776. Glad to have you join us, or shoot us an email, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. Remember, you can text Royals 945 to 90210. Brought to you by Ben Engel Construction and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. That's us, folks. Every hour of every workday, you qualify for a pair of tickets. All the All-Star Game events, Fan Fest, All-Star Sunday featuring the Futures Game, Legends All-Star Softball Game and Workout Day on Monday, Home Run Derby, and then the game itself. Ben Engel Construction, fine sponsor, and along with Central Nebraska ESPN Radio, Royals 945. Text that to 90210. Be more than happy to hook you up and try and send you to Kansas City for all the All-Star activities. Coach, I think we knocked it out. I think we're done.
Well, on a personal note, I want to thank you for all that you've done for
me.
Don't worry, I ain't blowing sunshine right now. I just wanted to say thanks. You've done a phenomenal job of covering sports in Central Nebraska, and I don't know how you do it with Duda.
Amen.
So you do a great job, and I want to appreciate you always taking an interest in UNK baseball. And so I'm sure I'm going to see you around, but I'm definitely going to miss listening to you in the afternoons.
Hey, buddy, appreciate that. Let's get out of here, Jeff. It's a Wednesday Doug and Daddy Show. Thank you very much for the kind words, Coach. And I hope that with the Doug Duda and Matt Schick were the ones that started this show. I'll be honest with you. You know what? We do take an interest in UNK baseball. We take an interest in Coach Bovee and Hastings College baseball, the basketball programs, the football programs. And then we take it to a whole new level with the high school, seeing something I don't believe anybody else in the state. If you bring up anything high school on 1620 The Zone in Omaha, you'd hear a lot of dial tones. If you brought up Omaha Central basketball, even, I think, because it's a lot of Husker talk. But hopefully that's one thing this show has done, is it brought a little bit of a local flair to the scene here in Central Nebraska. And You know what? I want to thank Stephen Sipple, one of the good friends of the Doug and Daddy Show, for joining us. Talk a little college football playoff. Hopefully later in the day, we'll have some announcements on the four-team college football playoffs, if they will announce anything at all. And I want to thank Coach Damon Day for sitting in for Doug tomorrow. Tomorrow, Doug is back. I'm sure they'll have plenty of fabulous things Doug will lined up for all of us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll see you then.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.